Blog Talk Radio.
You're my life, you're my breath, you're a smile, you're my guest. You're the earth, you're the sun, you're the grass, you are love. You're my hand, you're a bug, you're my eyes, you're a hug. You're the light in the dark, you're the spark, you are fun. You're my mom, you are water, you're the stars, you're my daughter. You're my friend to the end, you're my dreams, you're my father. You're the ants on the ground, the miracles that surround. I'm feeling it all around, the hemisphere in the clouds. You're my pain, you're my sorrow, you're my hope for tomorrow. You're the strength when I'm hollow, you're the path that I follow. You're the blessings that exist, the small things that are bliss, the gift to realize that.
All that I am, all that I see, all that I've been and all that I'll ever be is a blessing. It's so amazing and I'm grateful for it all, for it all.
Because what I have is more than I deserve or could ever imagine. How do I get back to all of this magic and spread the love so everybody can have it? Doesn't matter if I'm rich or poor, if I got a family or if I'm all alone. Bad things happen, I can just complain and moan. But there's a million things that I can be grateful for.
The small things that are bliss, the gift to realize that everything is a gift.
Hello, everyone. Welcome. This is Cynthia Fontaine. Thank you so much for tuning in, whether you're listening live or you listen to the replay later on. Happy Mother's Day, wherever you are. It's a beautiful day here on the East Coast, and I am so grateful for that. We had such a long, hard winter in many places across the country, and the weather has finally turned to spring here a little late, so I am very grateful that it has. I just turned the heat off a couple of days ago. I actually had to turn it on last night. But today, it's 70 and sunny. Oh, so grateful. So I wish all of you mothers out there, you grandmothers, of course, if you're a grandmother, you're also a mother, and you mothers-to-be, I wish you all such a happy Mother's Day. you know, I had a fantastic cousin. I have lots of fantastic cousins. I have a really big family. And I just actually spoke with one of my cousins about 10 minutes before the show, who called to wish me a happy Mother's Day. And but I had this, I had a cousin, Mark, who passed away in 95. He was only in his 30s. And he was a very old soul. And he always had very profound insight on lots of things. And on Mother's Day, he never sent his mother a card or sent flowers or a gift because he felt that one should honor their mother every day, not just one day a year. So sit with that for a minute and think about that. It's always stuck with me for all these years. He's been gone for almost 20 years now. And it really makes sense to me. So if you are only honoring your mother once a year, which if you're listening to my show, chances are you probably are not. But I'm sure you know people who are. And, you know, the same thing goes for Father's Day as well. Because fathers are also important. And so how are we honoring the people who have brought us into this world? And when are we honoring them? I know one year for Mother's Day, my mom had passed away. And I took my dad out to lunch for Mother's Day. 'Cause he's my only parent that I have now, you know, it was great. And then another time for Father's Day, he took me out for Father's Day. So it was great. It was great. But I see my dad all the time. In fact, I was with him last night for dinner. We had a big event, a fundraiser for the big fundraising event that I do every July. And so there was a group of about 15 of us, I think. No, there were more because we had four tables of six, so I guess there were quite a few of us, and it was a lot of fun, and it was just great to be with people who I care about, you know, so it was really a lot of fun. So be with the people that you care about, and if you can't be there in physical form with them, then pick up the phone. It can be as simple as that, you know, it can be as simple as that. So what are you grateful for today? I think if we all ask ourselves that first thing in the morning and when we go to bed at night, it sets a vibration, it sets a tone for our day in the morning, and it also helps you to reflect on the day and when you go to bed at night and the things that you were grateful for that happened during the day. It's important to remember that whatever you put your reflection on, that is what you're going to draw more to you. So the more you can reflect on the positive things, no matter what's going on in your life, the more positive things you're going to attract to you, which is the beautiful thing, a part about this. It's all about your vibration. And we've talked about vibration before on the show, and the show today is not on vibration, but about messages from spirit. However, your vibration is important to getting messages from spirit. Because if you have a low vibration, you know, if you tend to look at things on the negative side, the glass being half empty instead of half full, and, you know, you can say things positive, but if you don't believe it, if you don't inner level on a gut level, then you can't fool the universe. The universe knows if you really feel it, if you really mean it, or if you're just, you know, giving lip service. And sometimes you have to give lip service until you can believe it. So that's okay, but you want to make sure you get into that vibration and into the feeling of that. So I just want to welcome everybody in the chat room and wish you all a happy Mother's Day. We have, I've noticed we're getting a lot of people in the chat room who, and on the live page also as well, who don't necessarily want to be seen. It's a scary thing, this intuitive stuff, you know. Somebody might out you if you believe in it. Oh, I used to think that too, you know, before I finally came out of the closet with my gifts and what I could do. You know, it's because, face it, we're just now becoming more open to being connected to another dimension. You know, for some people and for some cultures, it's been there forever. When you look at the indigenous peoples, the indigenous tribes, they've always had a very strong connection to spirit and look to spirit before they make any big decisions, before they name babies, for all sorts of things. And the Western cultures have gotten away from that. And not even just the Western cultures, but I'll say the commercialized cultures have gotten away from that. And, you know, so who are you listening to? Who is guiding your ship? Something to think about. You know, I often get asked questions about, well, my religion says that this is bad, that you shouldn't ever see someone who is an intuitive or a psychic or go to a medium. But the truth is, if you look at the Bible, whether you're Christian or Catholic, there are so many references of people in the Bible going to mystics. So if it were in fact such a taboo thing, why would it even be in the Bible? So you really have to question some of these things. You know, if religion stuck to the basic foundation of religion, any religion, because when you look at the major religions, the basic foundation of them is all the same. And if we just lived our life by some simple understanding that, you know, be good to others, what you give out, you receive back, you know, even just those two rules, and I don't want to call them rules, but those two beliefs, then that's really all you need. You know, it's great to have a connection to a higher power, because when the big things go on in your life, there's something bigger than you that you feel you can reach out to, someone for support and faith and trust. And, you know, another question that I get asked sometimes also is, well, I believed in God and I asked God to help and my father still died, or I still have cancer. And that's a hard thing. We have to understand that this is a physical world, and God doesn't punish anyone by taking away someone they love. God doesn't punish you by giving you an illness. You know, we often forget that this is a co-creative process, and we have to take responsibility for some of the things in our lives that may possibly could have created these things. For example, if you chose to eat a poor diet your whole life and then you get diabetes or you get cancer or something like that, well, how can you blame God for that when you made the choices, out of all the choices of all the things that are out there to eat, you made the choices to eat fried food every day? You made the choices to eat a whole chocolate cake. Well, God didn't stuff it down your throat. He didn't feed you with the fork. So that's really something I'd like you all to think about, because that can be a hard thing for some people to grasp, and you lose your faith. And at one point, I lost my faith. And it wasn't so much my faith in God. It was the faith in my religion, because when I was 17, my parents divorced, and we went to church regularly. I went, you know, to Sunday school from the time I was a little kid to the time I was a teen, and I loved learning about Mary Magdalene and Mary and Jesus and all that stuff, and but when my parents got divorced, my mother and I were in church one Sunday, and I think I've mentioned this before, and we went up in Catholic religion and many Christian religions, you receive the host or the bread and you know, as part of the church service. And so I got up, and my mother didn't. And I said, "Ma, come on, what are you doing?" And she just looked at me and shrugged her shoulder. And I said, "Mom, come on, you got to go up and get communion." And she said, "I can't." And I said, "What do you mean you can't?" And she said, "I can't because I'm divorced now, and that's a mortal sin." And I went, "What? That makes no sense to me." And I thought about that for a long time, and I stepped away from my religion because of that. And I'm thankful now that I did, because it gave me the opportunity to explore other religions and find out what is my truth. And what I found, again, is that all religions have the same basic tenets, the same basic formula. And when you take all the... I'm not sure what the word I want is for this. I want to be kind. When you take all the peripheral stuff away and you just look at the core foundation, they're a beautiful thing. So look for that. Don't give up your faith. Whatever religion it is, it doesn't matter. All the roads lead to the same mountaintop, and we all get there eventually, hopefully, whether in this lifetime or in another lifetime. Now, if you would like to call in today, the guest call-in number is 818-691-7313. And I would like to thank you all so much for understanding about the change in the day and the time of our radio show, because I'm in two classes right now, two certification classes. And one is my Doctor of Homeopathy, which I have mentioned before. And that's a long-term class that, you know, it may even take up to 10 years or who knows, maybe even longer to actually complete that work. But however, I am also currently right now in a more intensive program. It's a two-month program, and it's four nights a week and also some daytime classes as well, with homework and then also group projects. So one of the nights the class is on is Thursday nights at 8, which is the same time as my radio show has been. So I want to thank you all for your patience and understanding in switching the day and the time of the radio show. And, you know, once the course is done, then I will revisit where to go with the show time-wise and day-wise from there. But I would rather have it consistently on one day and a specific time rather than, you know, having to switch it every week, because there is one night out of the month when I don't have class on Thursday, but I just think it's better to have some consistency. So thank you for your understanding. And if you have any suggestions or feedback on the day or the time of the show, I'd be open to receiving that. You know, I do have a little bit of flexibility on Sundays and daytime schedule, but not really so much the nighttime schedule, because with this in, this certification, this intensive course that I'm taking with Colette Baron Reed, the schedule changes weekly. So some nights the class is Monday, Wednesday, Thursday. Some weeks it's Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday. So it's not a consistent schedule. So I do have flexibility during the days more so. So if there's a better, if there's another day that works better for you for the show, let me know. Just pop a message to me on Facebook, and I'll be happy to, again, entertain that, look at those suggestions. Now, you can reach me on Facebook. Let's see. I have to check this out because I did change my intuitive page about a month ago. Okay, so you can find me on Facebook at facebook.com/CynthiaFontaine.intuitive. And that is my public page. And so you can find my public page there. So like my public page. And you can also follow me on Twitter. I am on LinkedIn, Pinterest. So if you go to my website, that's actually the best place to connect with me on all my social media, because all the links are there. So my website is just my name. I like to keep it simple for you all. So it's CynthiaFontaine.com. Simple, simple, simple. I love that. So I do have some new friends on my private Facebook page. Sometimes, you know, you all like to friend me on Facebook and not just follow my public page, although that is where all the action happens, I have to say. So I'm just trying to see all the new friends. And, you know, actually, I'm not sure about this. I have so many friends on Facebook now. So if you have recently friended me on Facebook, I apologize for not being able to get into that right now to acknowledge you personally, but I want to thank you for friending me on Facebook. I appreciate that. And so let's talk a little bit about meeting your guides and spirit. So we touched on, you know, one important key, and that is vibration. The higher your vibration, the better your connection will be with spirit. Now, people often want that huge something to happen to that they cannot dispute when reaching out to spirit. And that's not usually how it happens. You know, it's rare that you'll have a full apparition appear to you and give you a message. And people are often looking for that. Messages from spirit come in very subtle ways. If you have something, for example, that you have been waiting to hear about, if you have a job pending or waiting for some medical news or whatever, and you are out and you happen to see a hawk, well, hawk means spirit messenger. So when you see that hawk, know that you are getting ready to receive a message from spirit. And so you will get a phone call, you'll get a letter in the mail. And so that's one way that spirit can bring us messages. And it's looking at the subtle things, those subtle things. Animal totems and animal meanings can be really significant. So if you're curious about, say, for example, you see a certain kind of animal all the time, then go online and look up animal totem for hawk, or look up animal totem for swan, and see what that means, because that is a way of spirit bringing you messages. Another way is overhearing a conversation. And you might say, well, but this conversation is between somebody else, and I'm not, and, you know, I might be in another aisle in the supermarket, but yet the conversation is relevant to something that's going on in your life. That, again, is a message from spirit. So pay attention to those things. Now, we have a caller on the line here. I'm going to take the call right now. And it's area code 111, last four digits, 1111. What a unique phone number. I have no idea where the caller's coming from. Hello, caller, are you there?
I am. It's a Skype call.
Oh, okay, cool. Well, you know, ones are the gateway to spirit. So the fact that it came up all ones is pretty cool when we're talking about messages from spirit today.
Right, right.
Who am I speaking with?
My name is Trish.
Hi, Trish. Have we spoken before?
We have not. Is this a new show?
It's not a new show, but it is a new day and time. I've been on the air for a little over a year, but I just had a schedule conflict. I was just explaining to listeners that I'm in an intensive certification right now, and it's four nights a week, and it is on the same night where my radio show was. So it's just been a day and time change. So welcome.
Oh, okay.
How did you find me?
Well, I was going through Blog Talk and I saw your show and I was just listening to see. I wasn't sure if this was a teaching show or reading show. I wasn't really sure what the format was.
Well, it's a little bit of both. You know, I have people call in for reading and, you know, I also do teachings as well.
Can I do a reading?
You can.
Do I ask a question or do you just connect? I'm not sure what your format is.
Because we're on the air and, you know, time is more limited, if you have a specific area that you would like to go to, that would be great.
Yeah, obviously today's Mother's Day, so I was just wondering if there were, forget that. I was wondering if you had any messages around career.
Okay, it looks like right now things are stalled for you. Are you unemployed at the moment?
No.
Okay, or underemployed?
No, I'm not underemployed. I'm just looking for a new position.
Okay, because what they're saying is your talents exceed the position that you're in right now, and that's why I was wondering if it was underemployment. So you have talents that aren't being used in your current position right now. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. It would be a good focus for you to really feel more confident in those talents that you have, and you can bring those talents forth when you're in your search, okay? Because I feel like that you hold them back, you hold them close to you, and don't really put them out on the table. And I feel like, I mean, it looks like that, you know, you limit the possibilities because you hold it so close to you. Does that make sense for you?
I guess I don't really understand that.
Okay. What Spirit is saying is that there are things that you are capable of that are not being used in your current position. And what they're showing me is it doesn't look like that you're looking into moving into an area where those gifts will be used either.
No, I mean, you're right on the first part. My skills aren't being used, but I am looking to move into an area that would use them.
Okay, good, because they want you to expand upon that because it's there's a lot there that is, you know, underutilized, and there's a lot there that can really open things up for you. So what they're saying is don't be discouraged. You know, keep looking. And are you thinking about moving?
I am. I'm moving Saturday.
Okay, because they're showing me a move. They're showing the furniture going and all that. And it looks like that this is going to be a good move, but I'm not so sure it's going to be a permanent move. Because they're showing me that it's two moves, boom, boom. So the place that you're going to, do you have a plan on how long you're going to be there yet?
Yeah, it is it's a temporary move. I'm building a house, and then when the house is built, I'm moving to that.
Oh, okay. Well, that's why they're saying there's two moves, and this first move is temporary. All right, very good. And the new house looks great, by the way. It looks like you've picked some really nice features, and it looks like that you're going to be very happy in this house. Okay, so that being said, and is the house supposed to be done like September, October?
It's unclear now. There's a holdup with one of my neighbors.
Right. They're saying that that will be resolved, and that maybe it'll be resolved in September, October. Hopefully, it won't go that long, but it will. You will get in the house, and it will be it will turn out to be a positive thing for you. And now, is this in a different town?
Yes, it is in a different town.
Okay, but not. I'm not clear if it's a different state or not. It looks like it's on the edge of a state.
No, it's not on the edge of a state, but it is in a different town.
Okay, so you're still within the same state.
Right.
Okay, because I don't see you moving, across the line is what they're showing me. They're showing me the line, but I don't see you going across that line. Okay. So that all looks good. As far as the career goes, let me just see if they have a timeline of when something could open up for you. It's not really opened up right at the moment. You have a lot on your plate, and though, it looks like you are currently pursuing going in a new direction for some reason, and it could be, I don't know what year you are in your numerology. There's lots of factors that can factor in. For example, if you're in a 9 year, that's a year of endings and not beginnings. So you could end a job, but then, might not actually move into the new job until the end of the year, beginning of the year, when you're actually in the one energy. Do you know your numerology at all?
Yeah, I'm a 7 life path.
Yeah, but what year are you in? Do you know your current year?
I believe I'm in a 7.
You're in a 7. Okay, 7 stays stuck in place. like if you took a number 7 and stuck it in the ground, there's no movement. 8, however, is completely different. In the 8, everything is possible. It's a year when you can really have financial gains. It's also when you can have financial losses because there's balance in everything. So that, keep in mind, don't be discouraged if the job doesn't materialize this year, because next year is a whole different picture for you. Okay.
So I guess my question is, I understand that numerology-wise, but spirit-wise, is there a new opportunity?
Spirit's saying not right now. They're not showing me anything on the table. I don't see any contracts. It's closed right now.
Okay.
It's closed right now for whatever reason, and that's why I was curious what your numerology is, because the spirit is showing me closed. It's like closed for repairs is what they're showing me, and there's no contracts on the table, though it looks like you're putting the energy out. There's nothing on the table right now.
Okay.
Okay. So keep focused on, what you're doing at the house. Put your best effort into the current job, and really think about what your perfect ideal career and job is. Because what Spirit is saying is they'd like you to be really clear and have a lot of clarity around that. Okay. So by knowing what it is, also know what it isn't. Okay. But then when you're clear about what the perfect thing for you would be, forget about the what isn't, or turn the what what you don't want it to be into a positive statement. For example, you want to say something like, well, I don't want to drive more than 10 miles. So instead of saying that, you say, I want to drive less than 10 miles. Okay, because
right.
Spirit doesn't hear, you know, all they hear is 10 miles, more than, or less, you know. They don't hear the don't. So you want to be really clear and specific, because whatever you leave out, Spirit will leave out. And I'll give you a good example. When I manifested the house that I live in, I asked for a big yard. Now, I asked for a lot of things, a water view, blah, 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 two floors. I got all that. Everything I asked for, I got. Well, I forgot to say when I asked for a big yard, I wanted a big flat yard. And I got a big hill that is really difficult to mow the grass. So remember, give you what you want. When you have the feeling that and this is the thing, it's all about feeling, okay? Because I feel like you're very linear thinking, very analytical. I can see like numbers on a board, you know, like doing math kind of thing. And that's what they're showing me is where you're very, very analytical thinking. Okay. So when you can feel what inside, what it would be like when you have the perfect job, that's when it will come.
Okay.
Okay. So Okay, and if you want to even speed up the process, you can, make your list what you want, what you don't want, and then turn the don'ts into a positive statement, and then take your list and rewrite it in green pen, and you can do that every day, before you do it every day for 30 days. You rewrite it in green pen, you keep the master copy, and you burn the copy that you've written, and you do that every day for 30 days, and then you put the master copy in if you have an altar, or make a little altar, and an altar can be just a special place with a rock. It doesn't have to be this big enormous thing, but it has to be like a special rock, something that means something special to you, and then you put the master copy there and you leave it. And you forget about it, and then you let Spirit do its work. When you put the pen to paper, and then you put the paper to smoke, that takes all the words on that paper and the feeling out into the universe to allow it to happen. It's a really powerful thing. It can be a drag doing that every day for 30 days. You get to day 10 and you're like, oh my God, do I really want to do this for 20 more days? So just go one day at a time. But that really does cement things in and really helps to get that process really solidified.
Okay. Never heard of that.
Yeah. It's crazy, but it works. As long as, once you're past the 30 days, then don't take it back and start worrying about it. Oh, my God, when is this job going to show up? I've been waiting. Cynthia said do this for 30 days, and it's been 35, and there's no job. You have to just forget about it and trust. Spirit knows what is going to be right for you. And you can do the same thing with love, too. But with love, you write it in red ink.
Okay. Okay, well, thank you. I appreciate you taking the time.
Oh, well, you're welcome. Thank you so much for calling in. I wish you the best of luck. I'll send a little blessing out for you to your new house, and see if there can be a little shift there with the neighbor.
Okay, I appreciate
if that's
that.
Okay, if that's okay with you.
Yeah, it's totally okay.
Just tell me what town it's in.
It's in Boston.
Oh, you're right around the corner from me. Okay, great. Well, that's easy. All right, so I'll send that intention out, and hopefully that'll help to loosen things up for you, because it feels like it's being held pretty tightly right now.
Okay.
You know, and when I say that pretty tightly, I mean, you know, by the neighbor that, like, they don't want to budge.
Right.
Yeah. So okay. we'll see if we can loosen that up a little bit.
All right. Appreciate it.
Oh yeah, no problem. It's gonna take time, but don't worry. You know, it's all gonna move forward.
Okay.
All right.
Thanks.
Thank you so much for calling in. And if you're a mom, I wish you a happy Mother's Day. And if you're not, happy Mother's Day because you have a mother.
True. Okay.
Yeah. All right. You take good care and call in anytime.
Okay. Thanks.
Thank you so much. Oh, how cool is that? I love when callers call in. You know, it's great for everyone because then you can, you know, hear other people's experiences. And also, again, maybe there was a message for you in there. Maybe you're looking for a job. So if that's the case, you can take some of the tips that I give to Trish, our caller, and use that yourself. So if you're looking to create a perfect job, you can use the technique of writing in green pen everything that would make a job perfect for you. And I just got the goosebumps, the chills, and this is a confirmation from Spirit, which I love Spirit. So again, this can be a confirmation for you as well. So if you are having a conversation or talking to someone about something like what we were just talking about with Trish, about writing your perfect job in green ink, writing what you do want and what you don't want, and then take what you don't want and turn that into a positive statement on your list. Again, for using the example of driving, is say, I don't want to drive more than 10 miles. Okay, now you turn that and you say, I would like to drive 10 miles or less. Okay, so that's how you shift it into a positive statement. And then you take all that, once you feel you have the list complete, you rewrite it in green ink and you burn the copy. And you rewrite it and burn the copy. And you rewrite it and burn the copy. And you do that every day for 30 days. And then you forget about it. You just put it aside and forget about it. And when the timing is right, the job will appear. Or an opportunity will appear. It could be a business opportunity. Maybe you don't want to have a job. Maybe you want to have a business, to start a new business. So, but, you know, and also at the same time, don't just sit back and expect someone to knock on your door and say, hey, I have a job for you. You also have to be proactive as well. So if you're, you know, not putting in resumes or job applications, then, you know, you're not being proactive. That being said, however, and I'll give you an example with my sister-in-law, when she wanted to move, she wanted to buy another house, she went to a yard sale one day, and the woman who owned the house, she overheard her having a conversation with someone at the yard sale about she was thinking about selling her house. And it was funny because it was on the same exact street that my brother and sister-in-law, former sister-in-law, lived on. But this was a much bigger house. It had an in-ground swimming pool. They had small kids. It was perfect. And less than 30 days later, they bought the new house, all just by chance, if you say. But I don't believe in chance. I believe in divine connection and divine intervention. So it wasn't by chance, but it was by divine connection. But because she was paying attention to and listening to this message that could have been for anyone, she, you know, got the house that she wanted. So that's a really good example of getting messages when you least expect it and in situations that, who would have ever thought you go to a yard sale and you buy a house? So be open to Spirit bringing you messages in many different ways. It may be through a song on the radio. You may get some advertisement in the mail. There may be say, for example, you've been looking for, like I've been looking for a coaching program, another class. I love to take classes. And the thing is, anyone who you consider working with should always be learning. That's always really important. That's one thing that I learned decades ago, actually from one of my son's riding instructors. And she always said, always learn from someone who is still learning, because they keep things fresh. They bring in new ideas. Someone who stops learning then is stagnant. Just something to think about. Okay, so getting back to connecting with spirit. It's important to have some type of, it doesn't have to be formal. You don't have to go to meditation class or anything like that, but you can certainly if you'd like to, or you can have a group of friends get together, say once a week for an hour, and create a meditation group or a connecting to spirit group. And you can do it many ways. You can use guided meditation, which is always really helpful, especially if you're new to this work. And say, for example, you want to get in touch and learn who your spirit guides are. So a group environment, a group setting is really great for that, because when you're single, when you're one person, you know, think about the energy level. And if you bring a group of people together, say 5 people or 10 people, then think how that energy level expands and raises up. So when you get together with a group of people with a specific intent, the vibration is going to be stronger because you have more people and more energies involved. So that's a really good thing to do. And again, if you can't find something locally, you could create your own. And it doesn't even have to be in person. You can do it over Skype or on the phone, or there's lots of things out there on the internet that you can utilize to have a group together. I studied with my medicine woman for 3 years all by phone. I only actually saw her in person one time. So don't think because, you know, if you do get a group together and it's just by phone or by Skype or whatever, that it's less powerful, because we in our minds think that, you know, we think in a linear thought pattern. And when you realize that spirit or energy can connect to other people no matter where they are in the world, instantaneously, without our physical form having to be present there. Sometimes the physical body can actually weigh you down and hinder you, especially if you have any kind of physical limitations or physical illnesses and so forth. But when you meditate, that brings you out of that physical body, the heaviness of the body. So no matter what you have going on in your physical representation, by meditating, it also helps you to be free, in a sense, of any of that physical limitation. So it's really a good thing to get in practice of. And, I talk about this often, where you don't have to meditate, sit on a cushion for an hour every day. Even if you just do for 2 or 3 or 5 minutes in the morning when you get up. That's really all that's necessary. Now, of course, if you're really looking to connect and make a bond with spirit and really start to understand and start to get messages from spirit, then I recommend no less than 15 minutes. But don't start with more than that either. And again, you can use guided meditation. It doesn't have to be silent meditation. You can use a guided meditation. So listen for those things. Also notice when one of my people, my relatives who have passed, are letting me know they're around, I find dimes all the time. And, you know, that's a confirmation for me. So start to learn what your symbols are, because they, some things all mean something different for each and every one of us. For example, a cat may mean love and affection to one person, where for another person, it may mean allergies and congestion and, you know, that sort of thing instead. So really, really think about that and what that means for you. Hold on. I'm sorry. Hold on 1 second. My sister just is arriving. And I think she forgot I told her that I was, I think she forgot I told her I was on the radio till 1 o'clock. So just hold on 1 second, guys. Alice, that's Alice. You all know Alice, my brother's dog, who is in my care now since my brother passed away last year. Just give me 1 second. Yeah, I'm on the radio. You know, So, thank you guys for your patience. I know that's what I love so much about you. No matter what goes on in my life, what goes on when the show is on, you guys get, well, you often get a chuckle out of it, but you're also so patient. So again, if you want to connect into your loved ones or learn to work with your spirit guides or things like that, start to pay attention to those subtle messages, like finding dimes or finding money, and see if it's the same money all the time that you find. It means something. So figure out what your symbols are. You can also look up the meaning of symbols. Colette Baron-Reed has a great book, Messages from Spirit, that has a section in it with a lot of symbol meanings. Denise Lynn also has a great book, Signs and Symbols. So you may want to check those out, and you can always, again, look online, because there's so much information online that, you know, you can find stuff out there everywhere. So really, really start to make an effort to look at different symbols and their meanings, and then make them what it means for you. Again, if you hate cats, if they cause you allergies and so forth, and you've had bad experience, then a cat is not going to be a pleasant symbol for you. So if a symbol meaning doesn't make sense, then for you, then that's okay, because again, we have to make the symbol make sense for what is our physical experience in this lifetime. But you can get a general idea by looking at some different symbol meanings that are out there. Oh my goodness, we have only 4 minutes left. Our time goes by so fast, it's hard to believe. So I hope that was helpful. And if you have any questions or would like to learn more about spirit messages and messages from spirit, you can reach out to me on my website. And that is CynthiaFontaine.com. And if you send me a contact request form with a little note, I'll be happy to respond. So again, I hope that helps. And if you have any questions, please feel free to send me a contact request form. Unless I'm already friends with you on Facebook or you like my public page, send me a message directly through Facebook. Sometimes it does take me a couple of days to return the message, so please don't be discouraged about that. It's just that my schedule is so very hectic right now. So again, thank you so much all for tuning in and for listening, whether you're listening live or you listen to the replay. I wish you all such a wonderful and peaceful day. Happy Mother's Day to all you moms out there. I love you all so very much. This is Cynthia Fontaine, stepping into your light, transforming your life, signing off. Be well, have peace in your life, be love, and have a blessed week.
You're my life, you're my breath, you're a smile, you're my guest, you're the earth, you're the sun, you're the grass, you are love. You're my hand, you're a bug, you're my eyes, you're a hug, you're the light in the dark, you're the spark, you are fun. You're my mom, you are water, you're the stars, you're my daughter, you're my friend to the end, you're my dreams, you're my father. You're the ants on the ground, the miracles that surround, I'm feeling it all around, the hemisphere in the cloud. You're my pain, you're my sorrow, you're my hope for tomorrow, you're the strength when I'm hollow, you're the path that I follow. You're the blessings that exist, the small things that are bliss, the gift to realize that.
All that I am, all that I see, all that I've been and all that I'll ever be is a blessing. It's so amazing and I'm grateful for it all, for it all.
Towards your heart, it'll open all the doors, and only then you'll start to hear the world singing chorus with your mind and heart. Align and purpose, everything
all
will feel
that
gorgeous.
I am, all that I see, all that I've been.
Every day I sit and pray cause what I have is more than I deserve or could ever imagine. How do I give back to all of this magic and spread the love so everybody can have it? Doesn't matter if I'm rich or poor, if I got a family or if I'm all alone. Bad things happen, I can just complain and moan, but there's a million things that I can be grateful for.
The small things that are bliss, the gift to realize that everything is a gift.